My name is Pat Jury. I'm CEO of the Iowa Credit Union League, and along with the Credit Union National Association, we represent the interests of Iowa credit unions. And as not-for-profit financial cooperatives, credit unions provide a needed choice in the marketplace and help keep bank rates and fees in check. Iowa credit unions have saved their members more than $100 million annually through better rates and fees than what they would have earned at a bank. Iowa credit unions contributed $1.25 billion annually to our state's economy and are a needed partner in Iowa's economic development. Credit unions improve the lives of Iowans, they stabilize our families, and they strengthen our communities. Credit unions even help bank customers save money by providing competition that forces banks to keep their rates consumer friendly. And more Iowans are choosing not-for-profit credit union partners as for their financial services, and banks don't like this. That's right. And instead of looking at their own practices to find the reasons why banks are attacking credit unions and trying to eliminate their competition. So what I'd like to do is recap a few bank practices that have sent their customers seeking a credit union alternative. Who caused the 08 housing crisis because of unethical mortgage practices? Not credit unions. Who created fake accounts and engaged in redlining practices to reach outrageous profits? Who put shareholder profits before the needs of the people? Who recently received a $4 billion tax break from the federal government and then almost immediately announced a new monthly checking fee for low-income customers? Banks!
The evil's sticking up our streets!
And who recently received a penalty and a cap on growth from the Federal Reserve for widespread consumer abuse? Banks! What a proud record of accomplishment by the banking industry. And there are a few reasons why bank customers have left their banks and have chosen a credit union trusted not-for-profit partner. And if banks spent even half as much time worrying about how to take care of their customers as they did trying to eliminate credit unions, they may have an easier time keeping them. If banks were successful at eliminating credit union competition, where would credit unions go when rates and fees go unchecked? A credit union alternative is needed now more than ever, and a world without credit unions would be a scary place because we know that a choice between two banks is no choice at all. And the greed and the hypocrisy of the banking lobby is without comparison. Even still, the Senate Republican leadership, at the urging of Majority Leader Bill Dix, has supported the banking lobby by passing a tax increase on more than 600,000 credit union members. Woo! Credit unions.
Happy family.
Credit unions.
Happy family.
And Iowans have come to the state capitol from all corners of the state to protect the rights of an Iowa citizen to choose a not-for-profit financial alternative. And we don't want you to just take my word for it. We're going to hear from credit union member Kenya Calderon on how her credit union helped her when her bank wouldn't. Kenya?
If you are a proud member of a credit union, let me hear you make some noise! Good afternoon. Thank you all for enduring this cold. I love the winter, so this is perfect weather for me. So I apologize for those of you who are a little cold right now. My name is Kenya Calderon, and this is my little sister, Fatima Calderon. She's missing class to be here today, so let's give a shout out to all the youth here today. We stand in front of you because we are a product, a fruit of the credit union difference. In 2005, our family moved from El Salvador to Des Moines, Iowa, and we didn't know any English, and we had to start all over again from ground zero. My parents worked two jobs, and we barely saw them, but they were doing everything that they could to give us a better life. But even then, with two jobs each, it wasn't enough. And we were living paycheck to paycheck, just like many hardworking Iowan families are living today. And because of our recent arrival to this beautiful state that I am so proud to call home, they felt subject to predatory practices by banks and payday lenders. I knew that that shouldn't be the way. I knew that there was probably something better out there for them. But they had a rough relationship with banks. All their high and interest fees were costing us, and they were digging a bigger hole for our family. And we were trying to do better, but we couldn't because they were taking money away from us. And when you're a low-income family, $20, $35 makes a huge difference. So they decided to quit that relationship. And for a while, they didn't have a financial institution that they trusted. But credit unions found us. We didn't find credit unions. They found us, just like all of you across our state. That's the work that we are doing. Credit unions across our state are building relationships with underserved markets, with immigrants, refugees, low-income families. I don't see banks doing that. And that's why we're here, because a tax increase on credit unions is a tax increase on my community, on us. I was able to graduate from college because a credit union would share information about scholarships, about all these different things that I didn't even know about. And that's why I can stand in front of you and say that I'm a proud alum of Drake University. Without having that relationship with a credit union, I wouldn't be able to say that today, because they provided me with the tools that I needed. They knew I was going to have to come a lot of obstacles to be able to achieve that goal. And here I am today. And that's what we're doing. It wasn't just one credit union. I'm not the only credit union crazy in my family. I'm a proud member of Financial Plus. My siblings are proud members of Veridian. My parents are proud members of Des Moines Metro. And my aunts and uncles belong to Greater Iowa. So it's safe to say that we are credit union crazy in my family. And for the other credit unions, don't worry. I have some cousins that are growing up. So we will get to you. Thank you for your mission and for living up to the helping people philosophy. Because that's why we're standing in front of you today. That's why all of us are here, and we need to let our voices heard. We cannot let this tax increase affect our credit unions. We need to stop it, and that's what we're here to do today. So let me hear you make some noise if you are ready to let your voice heard today. We can do better. Let me hear you louder, credit unions. Thank you so much.
Every family. Kenya and Fatima, thank you so much. Very nice to hear from you. We also have a great friend with us today, Representative Walt Rogers, a Republican representing House District 60. And Representative Rogers was willing to spend a few minutes with us today, so please welcome Representative Rogers.
Hey, thank you all for being here. Representative Walt Rogers from Waterloo, Cedar Falls. I'm a credit union member. Been a credit union member for a long time, and I also use banks. In fact, it's kind of funny, back in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, credit unions and banks have a good relationship. I didn't even realize that there was this rift, that there was this problem until I started coming down here to Des Moines and being in politics. It was kind of funny. And during my second campaign, I had a friend of mine come up to me and say, "Why do you support credit unions?" And I said, "Well, do you know what they do? They're a co-op nonprofit that their profits go right back to their members." I said, "I love that model. I believe in that model, and that's what I'm going to support." And so, like I said, there's been this rift down here between the banks and the credit unions. I, for one, don't understand why the banks continue to go after you guys. I mean, I know, probably shouldn't say this, but I know my my credit union friends back home and my banker friends. The banker friends have a lot bigger houses. Anyway, they're not struggling. I mean, come on. They've got almost 90% of the market share in the state of Iowa. They're doing fine. And I will just say this. I did not come down to Des Moines to raise anybody's taxes. I certainly didn't come to Des Moines to raise 600,000 credit union member taxes. And just know you've got a friend in Walt Rogers in the Republican caucus here in Des Moines. And I'm going to fight for you guys every day. I'm going to fight so we don't raise your taxes. And believe me, there's a lot of members in my caucus that believe that way too. So we're going to fight for you guys every day. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Don't let up. Continue to reach out to my colleagues. Email them, talk to them, make sure they know about you and that the credit unions are a good thing for Iowa. Thank you so much.
Credit unions.
Happy
credit unions.
Happy.
Thank you, Representative Rogers. Very good. We're on to our last speaker before we head up into the Capitol. And it's my honor to introduce someone that is not a stranger to Iowa. Jim Nussel is the president and CEO of the Credit Union National Association. Jim honorably served our state for 16 years in Congress. Following that, he served our state and country when President George Bush appointed him to his cabinet as the Director of Office and Management and Budget. And wherever Jim's service leads him, it always leads him back to Iowa and is an advocate for credit unions. Please help me welcome Jim Nussel.
Well, are you ready to tell your story? Well, it's kind of fun. I was listening to that Rocky theme. I got to tell you, I was ready to run up those stairs. Are you ready to run up there with me?
Yeah!
All right, we got some work to do today because there's some people up there who, for some reason, believe that when they're taxing a credit union, they're taxing a building, or they're taxing an ATM machine, or they're taxing a vault, or they're taxing a mobile app. But when you tax a credit union in Iowa, you're taxing Iowans. And Iowans don't deserve that kind of tax. It's strange to me that in a bill that the governor introduced, a great bill to reduce taxes, to reform taxes, to help be pro-growth, to create jobs in Iowa, that somehow this provision got snuck in at the last minute, a hidden backdoor tax on 600,000 Iowans. And it's even stranger still, given the political rhetoric and speeches and all of the website information that you hear about this bill. I thought I'd share some of that with you because I think it's kind of interesting. I've given a lot of speeches and I've heard a lot of speeches. But let's just hear a couple of these. So here's what it says on the Bill Dix website about taxes. Bill Dix believes that Iowans pay enough in taxes and that we deserve to see how these dollars are collected and spent by government. You're darn right, Bill. Don't raise our taxes. Bill said at the beginning of the legislature, gave this beautiful speech about taxation. He said, our goal is simple. We want our local businesses, our coffee shops, our tire stores, our family diners to grow and prosper, our communities to grow and thrive, and our children to grow up and be prepared to tackle the world. We want to relieve the tax burden on people. Then don't raise our taxes. He said, tax relief is about emboldening our middle class and encouraging our citizens to invest in themselves, their local businesses, and our state. Well, let me tell you, Majority Leader Bill Dix, when you tax a credit union, You're taxing Iowans, 600,000 of them, and we're here to tell you that's not fair and we're not gonna stand for it. And on their website, the Senate Republicans, who were made to walk the plank because of this hidden Bill Dix amendment in the hidden tax bill that got passed, it says on their website, Iowa Working Families Tax Relief Act is a bold initiative that will enact the largest tax cut in Iowa history. But you know what it doesn't say? It doesn't say one word about the tax increase on 600,000 Iowa credit union members. And that's not fair, and we're not gonna stand for it. So I'm here to tell you, we have to make our voices clear. We have to make our voices loud. We have to make our voices passionate. And we have to go home and we have to make sure that we continue the drumbeat. Today is just the first day. The legislature needs to know, the governor needs to know, Bill Dix needs to know, we are not gonna stop with one visit to the Capitol today. It's gonna continue until the legislature goes home for the session without raising taxes on 600,000 Iowa credit union members. So let's turn on the music and let's go talk to our members of the legislature. Thank you.
Jim Nussel, very good. One more time before we head up. Credit union.
Happy family.
Credit union.
Happy family.
Okay, we're gonna turn around and we're gonna head back up to the Capitol. We have people helping.